Section 2, Player Overview. Let's begin our overview of the player by looking at what we find in the stream box. Of course, we have the actual Victor Reader stream, and it has pre-installed a battery and an SD card. We also have the stream carrying case and stereo earbuds and two USB cables. There is a long USB cable. This one is used to connect the stream to your computer so you can transfer books and files. There is also a small short USB cable used to connect the stream to external USB flash memory devices, such as a flash memory stick, sometimes called a thumb drive. And the short USB cable can also be used to connect to the book cartridge that is distributed by the National Library Service in the United States. Also in the box, you will find the companion CD that comes with the stream. This has the HumanWare companion software and the documentation that you will find helpful in learning the stream. This includes user guides, release notes, frequently asked questions, and all of the audio tutorial files that you're listening to now, as well as an interactive tutorial file in Microsoft Word format. The SD card that comes with the stream includes sample content that you can use in conjunction with the interactive tutorial. Also, if you purchased the Stream Library Edition, you will find the book cartridge holder in the stream box. This cartridge holder attaches to the back side of the stream and is another way to play the book cartridges distributed by the National Library Service in the United States. Now let's move to an overview of the Victor Reader stream itself. I'm holding the unit in front of me such that the rounded end of the player is nearest me. We'll call this rounded end the bottom of the unit, and we'll call the flat surface at the other end the top of the unit. Let's begin our tour by looking at the left side of the unit. On the top left corner, we have a small round button. This is the power button. To turn the stream on, you press and hold this button. To turn the stream off, you again press and hold this button. If the stream ever becomes unresponsive, you can reset the unit by pressing and holding this button for 7 seconds. Now, below the power button are two other buttons in the shape of up and down arrows. These are for raising and lowering the volume. We'll come back to these in a moment. For now, let's continue our tour on the top edge of the player. On the top left corner, you will find the USB connector jack. This is marked with a small raised dot. Here you can connect the long USB cable in order to connect your stream to your computer, or you can use the short USB cable to connect your stream to an external USB flash memory device, such as a memory stick or thumb drive. You can also use the short USB cable to connect to the book cartridge that's distributed by the National Library Service in the United States. You can also use the short USB cable to connect the stream CD accessory that HumanWare sells. Plug one end of the short USB cable into the stream and the other end to the data USB cable of the CD drive. With the CD drive, you can play CD books on the stream, and using key number 3, which we'll come to later, you can actually copy the CD book to your SD card. On the top right corner, we have the connector jack for the AC power adapter. You plug it in here to recharge the unit. In the center of the top edge, we have the slot for the SD card. You can feel the SD card inside the unit if you run your finger on the top edge along this slot. Try pushing down in the center of the SD card gently. It should release. Pull it out of the unit. You'll notice on the bottom left corner of the SD card, it has a 45-degree cut. The 45-degree cut should always be on the bottom left corner when you insert the card. On the right edge of the SD card, you will notice a small tab that you can move up and down with your fingernail. Be sure this tab is in the down position in order that you can use the SD card for voice recording and deleting files. If this little tab is in the up position, the SD card is protected. No data on it can be erased and no data can be added to it. In this way, you could only use the SD card for playback of books. You could not use it for voice recordings, you could not delete books, and you could not transfer books to it. So usually you want to have this little tab in the down position. Put the SD card aside for the moment, and we'll put it back in the unit in a few moments. Let's continue our tour on the right edge of the player. On the top right corner, we have the connector for the stereo earbuds, or headphones.
Or you can connect an external speaker.
Just below the headphone jack is the external microphone jack. The external microphone is not included with the unit. It is an optional microphone that you can use for special recording purposes, because the Stream has also a built-in microphone. For most voice recording purposes, the built-in microphone is sufficient. If you continue to move down the right edge, you will feel two areas of raised dots with a flat button in between them, and this flat button has a raised dot in the center. This is the record button. You press this button to make your voice recordings. Finally, let's turn the unit upside down and examine the back side.
Notice that most of the back side of the unit is comprised of the battery door.
To remove the battery door, follow these steps. Hold the unit so that the buttons are facing towards you. Wrap your fingers around the round bottom end of the unit so that your fingers are pressing against the buttons and the heel of your hand is pressing against the battery door. Now gently squeeze your hand together against the battery door and slide it down and off the unit.
Now the battery is exposed. Along the top edge of the battery in the center, you will notice a small tab where you can place your fingernail and pull the top edge of the battery up, and now you can easily lift the battery out of the unit. With the battery removed, be sure not to touch the connector pins at the bottom of the battery compartment. To reinsert the battery, simply insert the bottom edge, this is the edge away from the finger tab, into the bottom of the battery compartment first, and then gently press down the top edge of the battery until it snaps in place. Make sure the finger tab is on the top surface when you insert the battery. If there is resistance, then you have the battery in the wrong orientation, because the Stream will only accept the battery in the correct orientation. So do not force the battery into the compartment. If it resists, be sure you have the correct orientation. Now replace the battery door and lock it in place.
Also on the back side of the unit, just above the battery door, you feel a small rectangular area. It's another USB connector. This connector is used when you attach the optional cartridge holder that comes with the Stream Library Edition. This optional cartridge holder has a round end to it. The round end fits around the bottom rounded end of the Stream, and then it snaps into place on the back side of the Stream. Once it is attached, you can insert the book cartridge and play it directly on the Stream. Here again, we're referring to the special book cartridges used by the National Library Service in the United States. Now let's put the SD card back into the unit. I've got my SD card in my hand, and the 45-degree cut corner is on the bottom left, and the small tab on the right edge of the SD card is in the down position. I'm inserting it into the top edge slot on the Stream, and I'm going to push it down gently with my finger until it locks in place. Now we're ready to power the Stream on. I'm going to go back to the left edge in the top corner, the small round button.
I'm going to press and hold this key for a couple of seconds until I hear the power on beep.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Getting started. Humanware. Victor Reader Stream. 1. Getting started. Welcome to Victor Reader Stream. The full user guide is built into the Stream and can be accessed anytime by pressing.
I pressed the play stop to stop that. What you heard was a small beep, and then you heard the welcome message, welcome to Victor Reader, and you also heard a small chime. This was a Stream telling you that it found the SD card. And then the Stream began to play the Getting Started guide. On the SD card that shipped with your unit, we have a small Getting Started guide. This is an autoplay Getting Started. As long as it's present on the SD card, the Stream will play it every time you power on the unit, even if you've been playing another book. We do this to give you a chance to get familiar with the Stream. When you no longer want to hear the Getting Started, you can remove it from the SD card. There's a backup copy on the CD. I'm going to press the play button and let the Getting Started continue to play. It will tell us how to delete it.
One, Getting Started. Welcome to Victor Reader Stream. The full user guide is built into the stream and can be accessed anytime by pressing and holding key 1. This Getting Started book is only a few minutes long. It will play automatically when you power on the Victor Reader stream. If you no longer wish to hear this Getting Started book, you can remove this book by pressing key number 1 on the front face of the stream. Key 1 is the stream bookshelf key. After pressing key 1, press key 6 multiple times until you hear Getting Started with Victor Reader stream. Then press key 3 to delete this book.
Okay, I could go on and let the Getting Started finish until the end. It's only a few minutes long. But for now, I'm going to follow the instructions for deleting it. I'm going to press key number 1, which is the bookshelf key.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 3. Books. 3.
Getting Started.
It told me to press key 6 to find the Getting Started, but I don't need to because the stream is already focused on the Getting Started, so I can just press key number 3.
Delete book 3.
Getting Started.
Press confirm to delete.
I'm going to press the confirm key, which is on the bottom right corner of the number pad, just to the right of key 0.
Book deleted. Talking books 1.
Climbing the highest mountain.
We'll come back to the front face of the unit in a few minutes to conclude our tour, and we'll also go through the bookshelves in the next section. For now, let me return to the left side of the player where we have the up and down volume keys. I'm going to press the down arrow on the left edge, which will reduce my volume.
Volume 14, volume 13, volume 12.
And I'll press the up arrow to raise the volume.
Volume 13, volume 14, volume 15.
And if I try and raise the volume further,
volume 15.
There's a little click that tells me volume 15 is the maximum level. Now, for recording purposes, I've got my stream headphones plugged into my recording device, and so the 15 volume steps are in reference to my headphones. On the built-in speaker of the stream, there are 10 volume steps. The stream will remember each volume setting for the headphones and the speaker separately, so you don't have to worry about changing the volume if you switch from speaker to headphones. The comfortable volume setting that you've chosen for each will be remembered by the stream. The stream also has a variable speed playback and an audio tone control. The up and down arrow on the left edge of the player control the speed and tone as well as the volume. Right now, the up and down arrows are controlling the volume. With the unit on, if I press the power button once, not a press and hold, but just a simple press, the stream will switch to variable speed playback control. I'll press the power button now.
Speed.
And now the up and down buttons will raise my speed. For example, pressing the up arrow.
Speed 1.
I hear that I'm at speed 1.
Speed 2. Speed 3.
If I press the down arrow, I will lower the speed.
Speed 2. Speed 1. Speed 0. Speed minus 1.
These are the minus speed settings. This means the speed playback is slower than normal. If I press the up arrow.
Speed 0.
This is the normal speed playback, and you hear a little beep to tell you that you're at the normal setting. If I press the power button again,
tone.
Then I switch to tone control. Now the up and down arrows will modify the audio tone. I can raise and lower the tone above and below the normal tone setting of 0. And then when I press the power button again, I'll return to the volume setting. 10 seconds after your last adjustment to the speed or the tone, the stream will automatically return to volume control.
I should make several notes here about the speed and tone controls. First, when you're playing music, the speed is always reset to 0 because you can only play music in stereo at a 0 speed setting. When you exit the music, the stream will return you to your previous speed setting. When playing music, the tone control becomes separate bass and treble controls to give you more flexibility. And finally, when playing text files or books, the audio tone control becomes a pitch control for the text-to-speech voice.
Now, let's conclude our tour by talking about the top face of the unit. On the top left corner and the top right corner, you can feel two small grills. One is for the internal microphone and the other is for the internal speaker. Just below the speaker and microphone grill are two buttons and a small open space between them. The small open space has an indentation. This is an LED that glows when the unit is powered on. Also, if the unit is powered off and plugged into AC power to recharge the battery, this LED will blink while the battery is recharging. When the battery is fully charged, the LED will stop blinking. You can also listen to a book when you're recharging the unit. To the left of the LED is a go-to button. We'll talk about this more in the tutorial, but it allows you to go directly to various positions in your book or file. So you can go to a chapter number, you can go to a page number, you can go to a specific percentage within a text file, you can go to a specific time within an MP3 file, and so on. To the right of the LED is the bookmark button. We have a complete section devoted to bookmarking. We'll come to that later. Below the Go To and Bookmark buttons, you will find a 12-key telephone-style number pad. Below the number pad, you'll find a raised horizontal line, and just underneath this horizontal line is the sleep key. Below the sleep key, at the bottom center of the player, is the play stop key. You press it once to play the book, you press it again to pause the book. To the left of the play stop is the rewind key, and to the right of the play stop is the fast forward key. Now we also have a feature on the stream called key describer mode. When there's no media, for example, if I remove the SD card, the stream will automatically go in key describer mode. In this mode, you can press the keys to determine their function, but they will not perform the function, simply announce the function. Key describer mode is a good way to just familiarize yourself where the keys are in the unit. When you no longer want to be in key describer mode, you can just reinsert the SD card. There's also a way to get to the key describer mode if the SD card is in and you just want to recall the positions of some of the keys. To do this, I can press and hold the zero key. I'll do that now.
Key describer on.
So now we have the key describer enabled. I'm going to press the keys on the front face to explore them. I'm going to press the go-to key just above key 1.
Go to page.
And I'll press to its right the bookmark key.
Bookmark.
And now let's press in turn each of the keys on the number pad.
Bookshelf 1.
Key number 1 functions as the bookshelf.
Scroll up 2.
Key number 2 is how you scroll upwards through a choice of navigation items.
Delete 3.
Key 3 is the delete key. It's also useful for copying books.
4.
When you've chosen a navigation level with the 2 key, you can now navigate at that level in a backward direction with the number 4 key.
Where am I? 5.
The where am I key tells us the current reading position in our book.
Move forward. 6.
6 is the converse of number 4. When we've chosen our navigation level, we can move forward at that level by pressing number 6.
Menu. 7.
7 is the configuration menu for the stream. We'll come back to some of the configuration options throughout the tutorial.
Scroll down. 8.
8 is the scroll down, which is the opposite of scroll up number 2 key. So when you're choosing the navigation level, you can choose either 2 or 8 to move up or down respectively through the choice of navigation levels available in your book. For example, chapter, section, page, and so on. If you choose the chapter navigation level, which in most DAISY books is called level 1, then pressing 4 or 6 will move back a chapter at a time or forward a chapter at a time respectively. If you choose page on the navigation level, then 4 and 6 will move back and forth a page at a time. So the 2 and 8 keys work together to select navigation level, and the 4 and 6 keys work together to move back and forth at the chosen level. You can think of the 2, 4, 6, and 8 as a navigation cursor cross. Now, we haven't pressed key 9, let's do that.
Playback mode, 9.
Key 9 is used to choose the playback mode in DAISY books, and it's also used to choose random playback in music. Playback mode in Daisy Books is required when you have a full-text, full-audio Daisy Book. This is the most advanced Daisy Book produced, and it has full recorded audio as well as the full text of the book. The playback mode key number 9 lets you choose whether you want to listen to the recorded part of the book or the text portion of the book. The text portion of the book is played with the built-in text-to-speech voice of the stream. We'll come back to this later. Finally, we have the bottom row of the number pad. On the bottom left corner, we have the star key, which is
cancel.
And on the bottom right corner, we have the pound key, which is also called
confirm.
And finally, between cancel and confirm, we have the zero key.
Info, zero.
The zero key plays information about the book and the player. Now, we have the raised lower line below the number pad, and just below that, we have the
sleep.
And then below the sleep, in the center of the bottom row of keys,
play, stop.
And to its left,
rewind,
which is in a left arrow shape, and to its right, we have
fast forward,
which is in a right arrow shape. And finally, on the right edge of the stream, between the raised dots, we have the record button.
Record.
I'm going to press and hold the zero key now to exit key describer mode.
Key describer off.
Just before concluding the player overview section, I want to take you into the menu. There might be some initial menu configuration items that interest you. I'm going to press key 7.
Menu, navigation and playback, loop, disable.
The first item in the playback and navigation configuration menu is loop. I can check the settings for each menu item by pressing the 4 or 6 key.
Enable, disable, enable.
So this is very straightforward. You can either enable or disable loop. And if enabled, it means that when playback reaches the end of a book, the stream will loop and continue playing from the beginning of the book. I'm going to leave mine set to disable.
Disable.
And I'm going to down arrow to see the next item on this menu.
Time jump. 1 minute.
I have a time jump setting here. I can press the 6 key to see what the other values are. 1 minute or
5 minute. 10 minutes. 30 minutes. 1 minute.
And we come back to the 1 minute. In all recorded books on the stream, you can navigate in time jump intervals. And in this case, the time jump is set to 1 minute, but you can adjust it to the other values. I'm going to down arrow to the next item.
Key beeps. Disable.
We have the ability to have the keys beep each time you press them on the stream. If I press 6,
enable.
I can enable key beeps. I'm going to select that by pressing the confirm key.
Selected.
And now you will hear a beep each time I press a key.
Disable. Enable. Disable.
I find that I have enough feedback from the mechanical click of the keys, so I'm going to leave the audio key beep disabled.
Enable. Disable.
And I'll select that.
Selected.
And now I'm going to down arrow to the next item.
Sleep messages. Enable.
There is a warning message when there is 1 minute of sleep remaining. So if you select 15 minutes of sleep, then at the 14-minute mark, 1 minute before the stream will power off, it will announce 1 minute of sleep remaining. It will also announce sleep off at the moment it shuts off. Some users prefer not to have these warning messages, so you can enable them or disable them here as you wish. I'm going to down arrow.
Bookmark alert. Enable.
You can enable this if you want the stream during playback to alert you when it passes over a previously marked passage. I'm going to press the down arrow.
Loop. Disable.
And we come back to the loop. So we're done with the playback and navigation menu settings. I'm going to press the cancel key to leave the menus.
Leaving menu.
And now I'm going to press and hold the power button to power off the unit. We heard the double beep, the stream is off, and we've now concluded Section 2, Player Overview.